The time at 4 minutes past nine.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good, beautiful Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio for our last high school coaches show of the season. We're going to wrap a few sports up here. And we got John Sherb in the studio to talk track and wrap up the season. Beautiful morning, isn't it, John?
It's a gorgeous morning. You love these mornings when you can have them.
Yeah, just as long as it's... The dew points don't get high, and it gets real hot and sticky.
No, it's nice. You can do a lot of things without over-sweating. You think you start sweating on some of those days. That's nice.
I was thinking about taking this outside the coach's show this morning on our patio out here. So that would have been fun.
Well, that'd been nice.
We should do that.
Well, that'd be good. When the weather wants to cooperate, we should take a shot at that. But you got on the right page with Mother Nature. Mother Nature kind of... takes advantage of once in a while.
You found that out at State Track, too,
didn't you? yeah, we did.
A lot of delays.
Well,
all right. Well, John's in the studio to wrap up the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd track season. And, John, I'm just going to turn it over to you. You got both boys and girls. I don't know how you do it every year. Boys, girls, three-sport coach. You love it.
I love it. Enjoy it. And like I said, like we were talking earlier, it's family. My family over the years have been great supporters of it, with my wife who is always around helping, and then my two kids. And again, it's nice when they have that. You get that support. It makes it easier. When you don't, it's tough to do. You know, I could have various been a one sport coach, or it could have been, you know, two. You don't know or none. I mean, it worked well, and my wife was all in it, and it worked fun.
So how long have you been involved in track since you were out in high school track, since seventh grade, I'm guessing?
I didn't go out track until eighth grade.
Oh, really?
Okay. I actually golfed in seventh grade. I didn't know what track was, and then Newman had a kind of like a track and field day and for Phi Ed. It went really well for me. And then all of a sudden the guys go, "You better go out for track." So sure enough, my eighth grade year, and I went out for track. So
all right. That was what, 50-some years ago?
That was a plus time. We'll say plus years. I'll leave it at that.
And then at NDSU, North Dakota State Track.
Yep.
What was that experience like running track in college?
Fun. It was you focused on more what you did. You didn't have the luxuries of having, you know, how some events or some meets you went to in high school where you didn't have competition. You had competition all the time. And same thing in practice, you had competition. The camaraderie was really, really fun, because, again, I still have a lot of attachment with a lot of the kids, the teammates I had. It doesn't matter if they're a thrower, jumper, or whatever else. Pauline, one of my hurdlers that I worked with, again, we talk all the time. He coaches up at Fargo South, and another one of our sprinters coaches at Concordia Academy in the city.
Wow.
So, again, a lot of connections. Actually, the best man for my wedding was Robert. He's also working, not Kennedy. He's working one of the schools in the cities.
Okay.
And so, again, it's a lot of connections with it, and that's really fun. And, again, the experience and the work, it was really enjoyable to travel. I mean, you get to travel a lot of places, so it was fun.
Good. So you have a lot of experience in track and field.
Yes, I've been.
Over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, Hall of Famer and everything. So.
No.
Hey, let's wrap up that season. I'm just going to turn it over to you and give some credit to a lot of good student athletes on your team.
Yeah, just the state track meet, just kind of give a quick on that one. Going in, we were in two events. Bryn was in the Open 8 and then our 4x4 team. Probably, the 4x4 had the best chance of getting, and if you look at times to make finals, but they still were on the edge. Bryn had to run well to get into finals. I thought she ran a really smart race, and then just with 100 meters to go, she was right where she needed to be to make a move to go home, and she tried sliding out a little bit and got clipped on the ankles, and like underneath her, couldn't get anywhere, and then she just couldn't get anything back and finish, and she finished 12th, but again, it's a great experience. And for her, again, disappointed, but again, the learning process of life. Life is not easy at times, and same thing with anything you do. Yeah, you were All-State last year in 800. It doesn't mean you're going to be this year, so that's why you always enjoy that moment, what you have now, because you just don't know what the future is going to bring. So she came up short, very disappointed. The good thing is she got her head screwed back on straight, ready to go for that 4x4, because we needed a good leg out of that 4x4 with her, because she's the anchor. And we were in a second heat in that 4x4, and we just again saw what the first heat ran. It's like I looked at. So we're gonna have to run our personal best to even make finals. And you know, the girls, I don't think they really knew about it, and they got into the thick of things. Yeah, it's come down to the girls trusting one another. Those four, and like I told Poost, I said, Makai, you're gonna decide how we do tonight. You give us a good leadoff leg, we're gonna be in the thick of things. If you struggle, we're in trouble. She gave us a great leadoff leg, and then unfortunately, she was probably a little too aggressive early. Last probably 75 meters, I think she couldn't wish it to get any closer to the handoff, but she got to stick around, still ran one of her best times of the season going into that race, and just put us in the thick of things. And girls took care of each one, made a move, got himself into it, kept him in, and then Bryn gave us a big time. Like she broke 60 on the hike. It was like a 59.3, gave up us an anchor in there and just put us into that spot. And we ended up finished fifth in our heat. They only took top two in, but we made it on at large. So they took five at large in. So we were the eighth team to get into finals. So that was really good because, again, the team right behind us was the ninth. So majority of the teams came out of our heat to get into the finals. Finals, the big goal, I think, you know, was to break the school record. Because, again, if we thought that was kind of we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks, breaking that school record. And, you know, how it happens, again, you know, we wanted a place, but also we wanted to get that. And I told the girls earlier, and I said, if you break the school record, I will get a hold of Carrie, because Carrie Tollefson is on that team. And I said, I'll get a hold of her. I have her cell, and I'll text her and see if she can talk to you guys. And they all looked at me kind of like, she still talks to you? I'm like going, really? Thanks a lot. That you really think I'm just chopped liver here or what? But no, I said, she'll answer if I get a hold of her. And the girls just great. Big legs. In that finals, I knew we had to be at 203 to have a chance at a school record with halfway to go. And we were there with that halfway. Poos gave us, I think it was a 101 split. Chloe gave us a 101 split. Then our back two legs ran really well. Sadie came back with a one flat. And then Bryn came back with a one flat. So that put us at 404.19. School record was 405.1. So we almost got it by a second. And they were so tickled. Again, I gave them the thumbs up on it from the backside because they weren't sure. And it's like, sure enough, we got into it. And the biggest thing down that 4x4 was handling the debris. Because, again, you got a lot of bodies moving around. You're trying to hand a stick off. People bumping you, trying to cut. You know, you're getting cut off and trying to. And we found some nice loops. We caught ourselves into it and went really well. So the four girls ran really well down there. We got a hold of Carrie. I texted her, see where she was at. She said she couldn't do anything right away. I said, well, they'll be done with the awards here in about 20 minutes. She said, I'll text you when I'm available. She was out in Los Angeles, so she texted me back, I'm game. I said, okay, I'll give you a call. So I put the phone on speaker, and the four girls got a chance to talk to her. And the energy she brings, doesn't matter what the situation is, she just brings so much energy. And you can just tell she was smiling. She was tickled to hear the girls broke the record and everything else. And I thought one big quote, and I had mentioned this at our banquet, I said, she made a comment, is always remember the little people that got you here. Just because you were the final four that ran at the state meet, you had a 4x4 throughout the season that ran, and it was not always the same four. So they got you here also, so don't forget them, which I thought was really, really neat because, again, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, if anything you look at for sporting events is how you finish. It's not how you got there. It's how you finish. So I thought that was really tickled. And the girls talked to them, and, you know, a lot of big smiles, a lot of things, and just getting the great dance. She spent, you know, 5 minutes to talk to the girls. I think that was just so special for the kids. So, but no, that was good. So the girls ended up finishing sixth with a school record. And again, it's like I said, now it's something they go on the board. You know, the nice thing is we do have three legs returning next year if we want to put this team together, if they all can run that fast. Again, we got to find a fourth. Makai's going to be a tough leg to replace. So, you know, we got a few seniors that, you know, that we're going to lose. But, again, I thought we really have built throughout the season for really kind of a half a season. The first month of April, we didn't do hardly anything at all. And finally, the month May comes around, and boom, now we're having a meet every week. So it was a good. For basically look at the seniors we've got, we had seven seniors. Some really, really blossom. Some, again, it's nice to have them out. You know, Gabe Lowry, a senior, again, throwers. He was nicked up in his years. You know, first part of the year he had his concussion issue, got back. He really, that was really a really great mark for seeing him to have those good marks in there. So, you know, and a thrower, you know, they always give him a hard time about anchoring the 4x1 banana relay at the Nibby meet to end up winning it. So I always give him a hard time that. So It's just great experience, and, you know, and it's fun to have him around. And he thought he really did a nice job of helping with younger throwers, helping them, doesn't matter boys or girls, and making sure the equipment was there, set to go. So, again, he's going to be a tough one to replace after his leadership role. Again, doesn't have the marquee marks, but he still has a leadership role. It's very, very important with the team. Isaac Blum, a new kid that came out this last year. I wish he would have came out, tried 2 years ago. Big-time sprinter for us. Just filled in nicely. He placed in a lot of events in the 200, the 100. He was in the 4x1, 4x2, all conference. You know, that's tough to do when you come out as a senior alone and being a sprinter. And he stepped in really, really well for us and had a great. And he was voted as one of the rookies of the year just because, again, what he's come and done. Tanner Callis, who has kind of been that staple for us in that mid-distance, the 400, 800. He kind of got caught this year a little bit of having to be the old dog with a lot of freshmen around him. And it can be very, very tough when you're the one that's kind of had to, now you got to lead by example a little bit, and sometimes it doesn't go the way you want it, and you got to handle that mentality and your marks because, again, you got other kids that aren't, you know, they're 15 seconds behind you. They're trying to learn to get faster, and you're already there, so they kind of get a little bit frustrated. He stepped in and filled in that well, gave a lot of experience to those kids. You know, he'll be a tough one to balance out and miss, but we'll hopefully, you know, again, we have some of these young kids will figure out that now they're going to need to step up and do that, but he filled in very well for it and ran well in the 400, 800, gave us a lot of good splits. Probably consistency, we could have got a little more consistent out of him. I think that would have helped better yet. Alexis Olson, a quiet kid, a hard worker. She'll do anything you ask of her. I know she'd roll her eyes if I would ask her to run a 400, but she would run a 400 for us without a question. She's another one that said, you know, put me in 300 hurdles. I'm not going to, she goes, I probably can get you a point, but I'm not going to place very high. But again, you love it. The kids will do that. Triple jump, probably the biggest thing. She was one of those triple jumpers kind of on the edge of being there to get a second place in the conference, be all conference. So that's quite an accomplishment for her to go out as a senior. So, again, she really did a nice job with the hurdles and then also the jumping in there. Makaya Poost, again, has really, you know, she really had that last half of the senior year really, really blossomed in that quarter. Really, she was struggling a lot mentally with, you know, 105, 107, and then finally get to the state meet. Now we start running 101s, and that's just the kind of showed she finally saw a little bit of the glimmer where she could go. Funny thing, I always got one story on her is, we were up at Duluth with cross country, and she ate the hamburger upside down. Because she goes, and everybody's looking, why are you eating the hamburger upside down? Well, because it's easier to eat when you eat it upside down because it fits in your mouth to chew easier than it is when it's upside down. Just, we all chuckled and laughed at her on that part. Just again, a good kid. She's all at her graduation. Sometimes you didn't agree with me. You didn't want to run the 800 as much, but you did. But she still was a very good competitor. She'd do what you ask on that. Ella Stock really didn't get a lot of notoriety, but she did hurdles. She did some 100s. She did some 200s. But she still would work, and she still worked through a lot of things. Quiet also. You know, we got a lot of quiet girls, which can be good because you can get around. Sometimes the girls are just all of a sudden yakking the whole time. So, but, again, quiet, worked the hurdles, really, really good job there. Then probably Morgan Anderson probably is the one that had a really a breakout season. We were talking about this. I think it was 2 years ago. She actually had to have a jump off to make the subsection team in the triple jump. Now she turns around. She's conference champion. She has a senior. She also turns around, makes the finals of the triple jump at the section meet, PRs. So she has really grown. That triple jump has really taken off. Long jump was a very good. She long jumped very well also. She had a really, really good jumping field. She didn't get a lot of running in because I guess we had to watch her legs a little bit, but she was able to run some 200s for us, and she got some marks that way. But, again, just a very, very good triple jumper and have that. So looking at that, again, you know, we're going to miss those seven seniors, and, you know, we'll go with that. Coaches, again, I don't want to mention everybody because, again, we got a young team coming back next year. We got a lot of experience. You know, we lose these seniors. We got to experience these kids. Coaches, you know, again, coaches, you can only do so much. And again, the nice thing is we got a lot of coaches on the staff that cover a lot of things. And for myself, I can sit back and let them coach. You know, we went young on the sprinting without Kester and Elbers around. But, again, the young ones took over. Paul Lowry, who's been really consistent with the throwers, has had done a really good job. Unfortunately, we haven't had a lot of throwers, but what throwers he's had, they really have developed. Joel Voorhees and Bentley Boyk, both those two took over the sprinting. One took the girls, and then the other one took the boys, and Joel was doing more in jumping a little bit. So they both had got a little bit more on their plate. I thought they handled it. Sometimes they needed, you know, we always say, hey, take a step back and just relax a little bit and see things. But again, those two, and they still talked to Kester a little bit. Ron was still around a little bit, too, to help out. So have that. And then also Ben Travis, who came along, and also he was, you know, last year kind of volunteered a little bit to help us with the vaulters and everything else. And then with the changeover and staff, he jumped on and had the pole vaulter. So, again, he's grown. A lot of young pole vaulters he's got out there, and I think he's learning a lot as it goes, and there's some talent there. You know, Sadie, we had two school records go this year, the 4x4 girls, and then also Sadie Rosendahl broke also the school record in the pole vault. So, you know, it's nice, and Ben got her to get that. And boys, again, we got, you know, her brother is a really good young vaulter, too, that is young. He's only a ninth grader and vaulted really well and got to the section meet. So he's got some experience. So, again, now he can start stepping ahead and going after those marks. So, you know, all the stuff should have been in the paper with everything else from our awards. So, again, we had a lot of kids that were academic All-State. We also had kids that were All-State. And then also, again, the awards. So, It really was a fun scene. I just felt bad for the kids to get caught with the, well, you don't have a meet this week. You don't have a meet this week. So, you know, basically you're getting almost to the conference meet, and that's your fourth meet of the year, and you should be about your seventh meet of the year. So felt bad for them to really find themselves. But, again, once we got to the second part, we did really well. So very, very fortunate. And the parents, you know, the parents support a lot of things, you know, with running the concession stand. You know, years past, I had to find people. Nowadays, it's just, you know, the concession stands, I just make sure it's set. We get parents to do it. It works really well. And Jody Hersham does a lot of things on Facebook and puts stuff out there so they have it. So, again, I'm very, very supportive of that. I know a bunch of schools are jealous of our Facebook page because, you know, the technology is good, but it can be taken badly, where you can have some people trying to railroad it into a complaining complex about coaches or programs and things like that. Been very, very positive. I stay out of it. I don't have Facebook at all, so I don't know, but I do catch wind if there's anything I need to address, yeah. But it's nice that way. So it's very, very good, and we had a lot of good help.
And the NIBBY invite, too, during your season. That's kind of new. What is it, second year?
That would be our third year.
This year? Yeah, that's turned into a really nice event for you guys, too.
Yeah, it does great publicity for the program and for the athletics, and also the NIBBY family, you know, what they have given to the track and field and to the school system. We have schools that want to get in,
yeah.
And we're limited eight, and that's what we're going to have it as. I tell the schools that come, I said, if you can't make it next year, you will be replaced, and then you'll be on the waiting list. It's your choice.
When I was out there this year, I was next to the NIBBY table there where they hand all the athletes stuff for participating, actually. You win. Mm-hmm. You win, right?
Yep.
And McCray RCW athletes were there, and they were just, wow, this is cool. This is cool. And they, you know, you had to win an event to get your shirt,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
I
if you want,
pretty cool.
Yep, and that's neat because again, now and at state meet, we saw a couple of those shirts walking around. So that's yep. So it's something neat. But again, it's to have that. If you win an event, you get a shirt because everybody loves T-shirts. I don't think anybody will complain about a T-shirt.
Player of the game, Neon Needle Subway player of the game.
Yep, they go well.
Yep, they do. I love it, too, when I see the kids wear them out and about, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Well, John, again, a very successful season. Boy, that school record by 4x4.
Yep. That was set.
Well, Carrie, that was 95.
95.
Right?
It was 95. It was Margot Boyle, Maureen Boyle, D. Kelly, and Carrie Tollefson. That was done in 1995. And like I told the girls, that was done at the section meet down in Hutchinson when we were AA school. And they did not get to state with that time.
Oh.
So that shows how tough it was to get out then to set the score. Because year before, the girls, I think, were second in the state that year before.
Oh, wow.
And so they couldn't even get into state in AA with that time.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's a long-time record.
Yep. We got a bunch of long-time records. And the record board, you know, if you're ever out to high school now, there is a record board up on the side. Well, NIBBY's had put some money down to help get us a record board. So now that record board will be updated with the 4x4 girls going in and then also Sadie going in on the pole vault. So now it's all set and it's online so people can see that. So it's posted out there. If you're out there driving by, you drive it, you know, you come to a track meet, you'll see that posted on the wall now.
Awesome, awesome. All right, John. Hey, thanks for coming in every Saturday morning for the Coaches Show. And take a break now.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. I'm going to try to get a little break in here now.
All right. Enjoy your summer. Thanks for coming
in. Yeah, no, thank you again, Paul.
Yep. John Sherb, head coach of the Lacapra Valley Dawsonville track team. We'll take a break, and we're going to wrap up the golf seasons right after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Stock up and save this week at the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson with some delicious deals. Stop in and grab yours while supplies last. The Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1, and they're closed Sunday and Monday.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
The Lacaparo Valley softball team would like to thank our Home Run Club sponsors for their generous support of our team. The 2026 Home Run Club sponsors include Holloway Rod and Gud Club, Zarbuck Funeral Home, Clean Sight, Golden Harvest Chickasaw Seeds, Ludvigson Tiling, Q92.1 FM, Appleton Dental Care, Fernald's Concrete, Tim and Sherilyn Meyer, and Joe Schreier.
Appleton Sportsman's Club, Traeger Seeds Pioneer, Bellingham Legion Post 441, Appleton VFW Post 4955, Home to Home, Egg Country, Borsted Rock and Excavation, Kibble Equipment, Piotr Construction, Myland American Legion Post 359, Richard and Sam Meyer Family, The Appleton Press, and The Western Guard.
Appleton Area Health, Healing Journey by Sue, Madison Chiropractic, Cargill, Myland Fire Department, The Dryer Doctors, Clement Electric, Appleton Veterinarian Clinic, Prairie Sun Bank, HP Landscaping and Snow Removal, Chad and Link Kranz. Thank you to our Home Run sponsors and all donors for your support of our softball program and the LQPV Dugout Club.
Week 2 of the Appleton Summer Concert Series brings newcomer Mike Gill to the Riverview Park Bandstand. Hailing from Granite Falls, Mike is a master of the saxophone as well as playing guitar and writing original songs. The music starts at 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Riverview Park in Appleton. The Appleton Lions will be serving refreshments during the performance, so come on out for music and fellowship this Tuesday, June 16th in Appleton.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to wrap up the Lacaparo Valley boys golf team, golf season, with head coach Barry Bessening. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Beautiful day out, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'm just going to turn it over to you and wrap up that boys golf season. And you had okay. Griffin, you had Griffin Kranz down at state this past week.
Yeah, we had Griffin at the state tournament. I'll kind of start with that, and Griffin will play down there in the state. Day one, both days, he played early morning, teed off by 8 in the morning, the second day is after 8 o'clock, so he played very early. So, fortunately, we beat the heat. We didn't really get hot until probably the last couple of holes in the round.
Barry, we're going to have to reconnect or something. We've got a bad connection for some reason.
Okay.
So, how's that now? Are you better?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. Yep, okay. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, just talking about, you know, down at the state tournament, you know, we had pretty good scoring conditions down there with the weather. Kind of got out before they got too hot, and Griffin was able to play well day one. He shot 76, drove the ball very well, had a couple double bogeys on in the front nine, but responded and finished strong. And he said shot 76, which was a career low for him. And just hit some really good shots. Had a lot of good looks at birdies that just didn't fall from 10 feet. And put in a good position after day one. He was about 15th place, but it was pretty well packed as it usually is after the first day. Second day he went out and he bogeyed his first hole and came back right back, birdied his second hole, which was one of the ones he had doubled the day before. So got him back to even par and just kind of cruising along. Another bogey on the front, shot 37, but was just kind of playing real steady, hitting a lot of greens, leaving himself a lot of short par putts, kind of stress-free. And then, on the back nine, he started off with a bang. He hit one to about 3 feet on 10 and made birdie. And 11, he had about a four-footer. He leapt out. He could have had a birdie there. And then 12, he was on the backside on a downslope coming downhill and hit just a beautiful chip shot that he holed. And from there, kind of worked his way in the last couple, three holes off the tee, got a little dicey as the ball, he kind of sprayed the ball around a little, but we were able to kind of navigate it in, and he finished with a 1/73, which broke his career low from the day before, and ended up putting him in, when all was said and done, and the field kind of backed up a little bit as we waited for a couple hours, he ended up in fourth place, so...
Wow!
Outstanding finish for Griffin, and another strong showing. Not only for our program, but representing our section in the Camden Conference. And to go along with that, just a little shout out and congratulations to Central Minnesota Christian too, up placing second as a team, played standing golf.
Right.
Just getting beat by Heritage Christian, who was the favorite coming in. And of course, then they had two kids, Joey Graves and Carter Tages, who tied for fifth. So again, congratulations to Scott Buten and the team over there, and again representing our section in the Camden Conference. Well, so
I think that was the first time in school history they had made it to the state too.
First time they'd been there, and they've kind of been building to this these last few years. They got a very strong junior class, and so they're going to be very they're going to be the team to beat again next year too. Gives us something to shoot for, I guess. But they had a great season. Obviously, finished it very well with played exceptional golf at the state. And just happy for Scott. Scott's a good guy, and happy for him to have that.
Yep, good.
Good group of kids.
Yeah, Griffin, he golfed really well that second day. I think, like you said, he was the top golfer out of 88 golfers that day.
Yeah, I saw him and another kid. There were two kids that shot 73 there. And there was another kid who placed and ended up placing about eighth. Maybe there were. I think there were only two that came in at plus one. Because I think the kid ended up winning it and ended up making like a late bogey or two, and he ended up shooting like plus two on the day.
So
it is tied for the low round of the day, which was impressive too. Especially day two is a little tougher conditions. So the course is set a little tougher, and there's a lot more pressure involved. So that was excellent, excellent performance.
Good. So, all right. Yeah, that was a great state tournament. Pebble Creek does a good job of organizing that in the Minnesota High School League, and it's well run.
Yeah, it's a classy event, and starts with the banquet Monday night. It's just a nice event where the kids get recognized, and they announce some of the awards for the academics, which I should add, we were recognized as the section academic champions at the banquet that night. So it's nice honor for us, as well as the girls team for our academic performance, which is obviously probably more important on the golf. So it starts with a banquet, and then you get into the next couple of days, and it's just an extremely well-run event, and Pebble Creek does a great job, and it's an awesome venue to have it at, not just from the golf course, but just the whole atmosphere there. It's just, you you're at something special when you're there, and it's good for the kids to experience that.
It's amazing, too, and I'm down there, is all the area golfers, outstanding golfers we have in our area out here in western Minnesota, Dawson Boyd girls, of course, it's just fun.
Yeah, I think, we were just talking about, that with someone where, again, we had three boys that placed individually, you had Central place second, you had Minneota's team there, you know, the girls' side, you had Dawson Boyd. You had, you know, congratulations to them as well again. You know, and you had a number of individuals there. I know Molly placed. You had the girl from CCS, I think, took second. And then, you know, the one of the Dawson girls placed. And, of course, in past years, too, it's just kind of every year. You can always count on some, you know, team or individuals from Section 5 or the Camden Conference or both, because some of our schools are in Section 3, you know, the Southern schools, that there's going to be some people that are going to be getting some hardware, and that's kind of a pretty cool thing on both, you know, on the boys and girls sides. That every year we represent very strongly at the state tournament.
Okay. All right. You want to wrap up your talk about the regular season, some of your golfers there, okay?
Yeah, the regular season, we were a young team. We knew coming into the year we were going to have some growing pains and started a little slow. But once we got going, we started competing. You know, we actually did beat, you know, Central a couple times during the year, which, you know, a couple events. We did win a couple. We won a pre-section meet over here at Eagle Creek, and then we won the Benson Invitational. So we did get a couple of team wins under our belt, and obviously some individual successes. We had three players make the all-conference team, and Griffin, Noah Arndt, and Caden Stender, and they are all multiple. I think it was Griffin's second. It was Noah's third time, and I think it was Caden's second, you know, time being all-conference. So that was good to get those three on there. And you know, we were third in the section. We ended up one shot out of second place. We've got a number of kids coming back. So, you know, with Noah and with, you know, Griffin and Aaron Bond finished the year very strong, really improved. And you throw in, you know, the Tilburys and the Bierkeys and Harris Borstead and guys like that that played this year that are all underclassmen. So hopefully everybody gets to work and improves on things to, you know, move forward and try and move up the ladder a little bit next year. You got to give just special recognition our one senior, Caden Stender. You know, Caden's been with us for the last 6 years, a six-year letter winner. And, you know, we've had a lot of good times with Caden over the years. And like I said, he's all conference a couple of times. And, of course, was a key member of last year's third-place state team. And we're going to miss having Caden around. Just wanted to, you know, give him a little mention, too, as our one senior. And someone we're going to miss. The kids enjoyed having him around. He really stepped into a leadership role this year. I'm very proud to see him do that. Just wanted to recognize Caden here as well as our one senior.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Barry?
That should wrap it up, I think.
Okay. Another year. Another successful year. That's great.
Another successful year, yeah. It was a good year.
All right. Appreciate you being on the Coach's Show every Saturday morning, Barry. Appreciate that, taking the time and talking about your team there. So,
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the coverage. Thanks for coming down to the state. It's always, you know, kids always enjoy knowing. We got a little local coverage going. You know, results are getting sent back home in real time, and I know the kids appreciate that, and we do too. So,
one of my favorite.
Thank you for making that trip.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's one of my favorite events to cover every year.
Yeah,
so.
I think we're kind of unique that way because I don't, you know, others you see some newspaper people, but I don't see a lot of radio people there. So.
Yep, I don't see any radio people there.
you'd know better than I would, I guess. So.
All right, thanks, Barry. You have a great summer.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
That's head coach Barry Bessonen of the Lockbrow Valley boys team. We'll take a break, and we'll wrap up that girls' golf team with Kip Stender right after this.
Graduation Day, a day to be remembered for a lifetime. The Strand Agency hope all of your memories are good ones, and the future holds only the best for each and every one of this year's graduates. This graduation salute has been brought to you by the Strand Agency.
The Madison, Dawson, and Canby Libraries will be holding charcoal sketching classes on Saturday, June 13th, with classes at 9 a.m. at the Dawson Library, 12:30 p.m. at the Madison Library, and 4 p.m. at the Canby Library. The classes are free and open to everyone age 16 and older. Call your respective library to sign up. This is made possible with money from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Let's take a look at some things going on around the area this weekend. Saturday, open house 90th birthday celebration for Marilyn Olson will be going on from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Madison Care Center Chapel. No gifts, please. Just come on over and wish Marilyn a happy 90th. Saturday night, live at the Prairie Arts Center at 7 p.m., it's Aaron Kerr's Dissonant Creatures featuring Danny Jimenez. It's a mix of modern, classical, freeform jazz, heavy metal, and atmospheric rock. So come on over to the Prairie Arts Center, 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Sunday, music with Julie Lee and the White Rose Band at the Prairie Ballroom Rosen at the Red Barn from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday, the Parish Festival at St. John's Catholic Church in Appleton, Mass at 10:30 a.m., pork chop dinner and Micronesian cuisine 11 to 1, then the raffle drawing at 1, sponsored by Catholic United Financial, St. Paul Council 377. There will be music and entertainment at St. John in Appleton on Sunday. And Sunday there will be a baby shower honoring parents-to-be Carly and Logan Hansen over at Faith Lutheran Church in Madison from 1 to 3. They ask that you bring a book for the baby instead of a card and come on over to that event on Sunday. On this Saturday, June 13th, we say happy birthday to Cesare Chester, John Lee and Dawson, Judy Bednar, Canby, Damaris Bergerson, Addison Oy, and Julie Stotler. And then on Sunday, the 14th, happy birthday to Adam Kirchberg, Travis Milbrandt, Aaron Gaber, James Cruz, Kirsten Ufkin, Tyler Teppen, Brett Baldwin, Caden and Connor Breberg, Sherry Block, Ann Gale, Riker Olson, Nolan Haas. And a happy anniversary Sunday to Tom and Jerry Anderson in Montevideo. Hope you all have a great day and a great weekend.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Time to wrap up the La Caparal Valley girls golf season with head coach Kip Stender. And good morning, Kip.
Good morning, Bob.
Have you recovered from state golf this past week?
Yeah, it was a lot better than past years. It didn't seem to get as hot as they predicted, but I'm all rested, ready to go.
That's right. You put in a lot of steps in the two days.
Yeah, inspections and stuff. But it's good for you.
That's right. It's healthy, right?
Yep.
All right. Tell us about how the girls' season did, and we can talk about the state tournament as well. You had three girls involved there.
Yeah, the team had a good year. Finished second to Dawson in quite a few tournaments, and third at the sections. Community Christian had a real good team too, so our section did pretty well at state. Dawson Boyd girls won it, and congratulations to them and Coach Larson, and also congratulations to Griffin Kranz, had a nice tournament and finished fourth for the boys. The girls went down. We had three girls qualify. Peyton Sachs, a junior, shot a 169 for 15th place, so that was much improved over previous years there, so she had a real nice second round and not that many strokes out, nine strokes better and you're 160 and that's what Molly had for fifth place. So, but each year it seems to be getting tougher. Kate Alstead finished 34th place with a 181. She also earned the Senior Academic Award for All-State and at the banquet on Monday night. And so she had a nice conclusion, ending to her career, and wish her well in college. And hopefully if the school needs an extra player and they ask her, hopefully she'll give it a whirl, because she's good enough to play some college golf, I think. But that, totally up to her. And her coach knows that, I think, there. So, Molly Halverson, a senior, finished fifth place with a 160. Shot overall pretty well as a whole. Just had a couple, tough holes. Putting was a little off on the second day, but other than that, she was striking the ball well and getting off the tee box good. And so she medaled with a fifth place medal. She also received the Senior Academic All-State Award. And then all three girls ended up making the All-State golf team also. So Kate Alstead, Peyton Sack, and Molly Halverson were all named to the All-State team. And so, like I mentioned earlier, the team had a real successful year, and it's, challenging when you're in a tough conference and you're in a tough section, but, I used to say, to be the best, you got to beat the best, so that's what we got to get back to, and right now, Dawson Boyd's been the best for a few years here, and they were, battling to beat us for many years. So, it's friendly, good competition. The girls get along well. Alyssa Swedinski had a great career in her senior year, and her and Molly have played a lot against each other. So it was good to see them, supporting each other at the end of the tournament and talking about, well, we're going to compete at college now, so they'll be at different colleges golfing. So, so they're looking forward to that. It's a unique friendship you make in sports, I think, sometimes, and when you compete with others and you respect each other just so much because it's a battle every time you go out there.
Right, right. Can we just chat about the regular season a little bit? How that went for you? You know, anything stand out? Memorable meets that you had as a team or some of the other girls?
Yeah, you know, we had a good season. Yeah. You know, most of the tournaments we golf in, Dawson's also in them, so we finished second or third, you know, you know, just behind them. Community Christian got us a couple times during the season, and then at sections, and we got them. We did get Dawson once at one conference meet, and so that was probably the highlight. But, you know, if you can't stay consistent, but it's tough to, you know, to kind of have your personal best every day, and then they just didn't have their best day, so that was kind of why that happened. And but that's, you know, that's sports. But you keep plugging away and setting goals. We had a few golfers, multiple golfers, play a little varsity. Peyton Redepenning played a few matches on varsity, improved during the season. Micaiah Thompson played on and off during the season and was on the team at the end. Erica Avila had her second year of golf, having only, you know, never swung a club prior to last season, and got into the low 100, so that was good for her. Harper Bala played quite a bit as a seventh grader and shot a 49 once, so that was her highlight of the season. And so there's a foundation to build on in the future there and be competitive. And Dawson will still be pretty good next year, I believe, and others. So everybody's getting better. You know, Molly shot that 160 to finish fifth, and Rachel, her sister, her junior year, won it with a 160. So,
oh, wow.
So every year it's getting a little better and more depth and things like that. So you got to, you know what you got to do, and you just got to play a lot in the summer and work hard and maybe get some, you know, lessons at times and do what they, you know, but you still got to work at it. You can't just take a lesson and think it's going to make you better.
Right.
You got to follow through with the work. A very good season. The girls were great to work with. Very happy, positive group of kids. You know, not as much singing in the van as years past, but I'm getting a little old.
So yeah.
I'm getting worn out.
There you go. Yep. That's for you. You've been coaching for quite a few years, right? Head coach, Kip?
Yeah, 17 years, head girls coach, you know, and I coached some wrestling for 3 years at one time, head coach, and then I'm, you know, basically I've coached something every year since my fifth year of college, my last year of college. So it's been fun. The kids are great, and it's fun to watch them improve and grow and just have fun.
Yep. We got some time here, Kip. Just talk about your seniors on your squad, Kate and Molly, and what they've meant to the program over the years. I mean, I saw a picture on social media. I think they're in seventh or eighth grade at state. You know, they look so young. And they finished out. And Peyton Sachs was at state too. But your seniors, talk about them a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, there was a period of time I did the summer golf lessons, practices and different things for a bunch of years there, and then I ended up, you know, just haven't had the time to do that. But Kate and Molly were in, you know, were there, third, fourth graders, and I saw the potential there and was really excited. And Kate, I think she did track her seventh grade year and then came out for golf her eighth grade year. So it was really neat. I was glad she did. And she'd come up to me prior to taking the bus out to the high school one day that year and said, "Coach, I'm going to come out for golf this year." And I said, "Thanks," you know, because I kind of was recruiting her quite a bit. And then kids have to do what they want to do and like to do and things like that. So, and so that year, I believe she probably did make varsity, and we team got to state I'm trying to think if that year we played. We might have won it that year.
Yeah.
Because Bella Jacobs was a senior, I believe.
Yeah, and so, yeah, they were on that team, so they got that experience down there. And Molly was on the team the year before in seventh grade, so so she was there 6 years. And eighth grade, she placed. I think it might have been fifth even, like she did this year. And then ninth grade, she placed and then was unable to make the, you know, the awards group there, the
podium,
top eight,
yep.
the 2 years in the last 2 years. So, but, yeah, those two girls, you know, stuck with it and played well and got better and, you know, good kids. They helped out our junior high kids needed a ride to practice or a ride from school to practice, things like that. They were very good at helping them, you know, get their clubs and to, you know, to practice and to home and stuff like that. So that was, they were good leaders that way. And like I said, academically, you know, led the team that way too. And, you know, they take four top four GPAs, and when it's, you know, oh, it's 3.9 something with the four people, so that's all, you know, there's some really good ones in there, and they're all good. So as a team, that, you know, it was a real good academic team, and so, but yeah, both those girls are going to be missed, and Molly's going to play in college, and I think she'll do really well there.
At Sioux Falls, is it?
Yeah, University of Sioux Falls, yep. and
she'll do all that.
She'd have fun, and
I told her at a graduation party, she went to state for 6 years, since seventh grade. Every year she went to state. That's pretty amazing. If you go one time, you feel lucky, but six times, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, you know, and hopefully the other kids see that and saw what she did and, you know, how she kind of practiced. And, and they can, if they want to do that same thing, you know, they've got to put that time in. It takes a lot to get there, and it's just, you know, it kind of keeps getting a little tougher all the time.
Yeah, and Kate Alstead, I'm not a coach, Kip, golf coach, but, man, she really improved year to year over the, hasn't she?
Yeah. She,
major improvement.
Finishing, you know, 34th out of 80-some golfers there and being All-State. I mean, to make All-State, that's top 20 scoring averages. For the Class A girls, so yeah, she improves steadily each year, and that's why, you know, I hooked her up with a coach a year ago, and I'm not sure it's the same school she's going to or not, but she could definitely play if she wanted to, and she just got a nice smooth swing and a lot of power. So it's almost golf's a sport where it's all about smooth and being consistent, and so, and she's just gotten a lot better at that, slowing it down and being smooth, because you're athletic people, and we want to just hit it, you know, we get over the ball, and it's time to hit it, and our practice swings are perfect, but when we go to hit that ball, it's something in our body that says, you got to hit it harder, and then your swing kind of gets off a little, but no, she has come a long ways, and, you know, all the girls have, so they, you know, Peyton, that was a great, you know, tournament, placing 15th and improving on her 2 years ago when she made it. So
Peyton Sachs?
Good to see. Peyton Sachs, yes. Yep.
You know, every time I see Peyton, no matter how she's golfing, she's always got a smile on her face.
Yeah.
And golf can be a frustrating game.
Yeah, and that was a nice thing with the girls, too, with Molly. If she, you know, had a tough day or something, she was happy and go-lucky. And Kate, I mean, they all just kind of bounce back and do a good job of putting it in the past and moving forward.
Okay. All right. Real good, Kip. Anything else on the girls' season? You have your banquet sometime, I'm guessing?
Yeah, coming up next Monday, and they'll get their, you know, MVP, you know, their academic All-State awards. And Kate, Molly, and Peyton, they made the conference academic team, too. So juniors and seniors can qualify for that. And so they'll get that award also, but it was a good year, and weather, you know, got a little warm at the end, but it was nice though. I'm glad we got it in without any storms. So
good. All right, Kip. Well, I want to thank you very much for being on the Coach's Show every Saturday, and for what you do and for girls golf out of Lac Brau Valley too. So appreciate you taking the time and visiting with us and putting the time into golf. It's very time consuming, isn't it? Being a head coach of any sport.
Yeah, all sports it is, and you know, I haven't even golfed much for years. You know, three times last year I got out for nine holes. And couple, I think, best ball type tournament things for fundraisers or something. But, you know, maybe get back to that someday in the future. But it's a sport you can do your whole life, golf, so that's the nice thing about it. And,
yeah.
You know, all the support from the community and the fundraisers. And the DFW just had a fundraiser steak fry, you know, for the girls on Tuesday while we were gone. And appreciate that. And thank you to all those VFW members and the people that, you know, ate that night. And thanks for all the donations from grandparents and others. So appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kip, for your time, and you have a great summer.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Yep. That's Kip Stender, head coach of the Lac Parle Valley girls golf team. We'll take a break. Come back with more to Coach's Show after this.
Actually, we're going to keep it right here and wrap up the high school coaches show for another season. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next Saturday, we'll start the baseball coaches show for the summer. Have a great day.
Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.